When life brings the blah, add more yabba dabba doo with some tasty fruity pebbles. Early morning meeting, blah. Someone brought the pebbles, yabba dabba doo. Run errands, blah. Head to the store for pebbles, yabba dabba doo. Fruity pebbles, less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Pick up Pebbles cereal today. Yabba dabba doo and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
With leading networking and connectivity, advanced cybersecurity, and expert partnership, Comcast Business helps turn today's enterprises into engines of modern business, powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities. Restrictions apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
If you are getting married this summer, love to hear your thoughts on this, because for most brides, hair and makeup is a huge, huge part of the big day preparation before walking down the aisle. But one American woman recently caused quite a stir on social media. She revealed that she decided to go makeup free on her wedding day. She posted the video and it generated over 30 million views on social media, with opinions split very firmly down the middle. You might ask why. Laura Mullett, stylist, broadcaster, with me on the line today. Laura, what did you do for your big day?
Do you know what? I love a little bit of glamour, but I find as you grow a little bit older, and especially becoming a bride, I reassessed what I thought. I suppose when I was younger, I thought, oh my God, Handstick and Dream Matte Mousse were the height of makeup sophistication. So for me, kind of more natural makeup works a little bit better because I'm quite pale skinned. And my sister Jade is a makeup artist, a brilliant makeup artist. So I stole her for the day. And we went for a look that kind of enhanced what's already there, lasted really well, hydrated the skin. And I just felt really, really nice. I think it's about, I suppose, knowing what suits you and what makes you feel good. And for some people, that's more coverage. For some people, it's less coverage. It just depends on how your skin is kind of acting. Like nowadays, I have a little bit more rosacea. I might have needed a little bit more coverage, and there's nothing wrong with that either. Mm. It's just about knowing that a makeup artist, I suppose, it's a brush, not a scalpel. You want it to make you look good, but still look like yourself.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people bring in photos that aren't realistic, that are AI, that are Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, and I think I'd like to look like Angelina Jolie. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you can feel beautiful in your own skin, I think with or without makeup, you should feel good. Is it a flex going makeup free? Definitely. I wish I had that kind of even skin tone. But you know what? It's okay to put yourself in really great expert hands.
Yeah, you're not against it, Laura, but you did wear makeup for your big day.
I'm not against it, but I don't think if someone never wears makeup that then they have to stick by that rule. I think for weddings nowadays, we all write our own rules. And sometimes wearing a little bit of makeup, even from hydration or a skin tint, you know, even a little bit, it just can look really fabulous in the pictures and makes you look more rejuvenated. If you've been tired and busy in the lead up, it won't necessarily show on your face the same way.
Sandra Gillen is a makeup artist, Laura. Sandra's with us too on the line. Do you hear this, Sandra? Do you notice it? Like, are more brides choosing not to hire you and other makeup artists and just go totally makeup free?
Hi guys. To be honest with you, I don't think that has hit Irish shores yet. And I suppose the biggest point here to make would be that it isn't a case of one size fits all when it comes to makeup. It's a very individual and it's a very personal thing. And especially here in Ireland, we love our skincare and we love our makeup. But what I have seen over the years, especially in the last maybe like 5 to 10 years, people are really focusing on skin. So yes, they're still wearing makeup, but they're definitely not wearing as much because their skin is their priority.
So people are coming to you, and I hear a lot of my friends, you know, use this line. I want the nearly like the no makeup look. I want to wear makeup, but not look like I'm wearing it.
Yeah, and that can actually be nearly as hard to achieve, and if not longer to achieve, because to not show that someone's wearing makeup, but to actually have makeup on their face can be a really tricky situation. Like a lot of people think, oh, you know, I don't want much makeup, so it won't take as long.
But let's be honest, Sandra, there's very few skin types can actually, you know, there's very few people can look how they want to look and get away with doing that.
Yeah, and especially in this country, I think because of our geographical location and our genes, genetics and all that, we do have a lot of redness, a lot of pigmentation, a lot of rosacea, as Laura was saying. And if you want to look your absolute best the day of your wedding, you have to take all of those things into consideration. You know, and as well, photography is 4D, HD, it's all the D's.
Those bright lights are only doing one thing, Sandra, and that's highlighting everything.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, like, for my best advice as a professional for anyone that comes to me is always, what do you want and what are your features that you absolutely love, as opposed to what do you want to cover or what do you not like about yourself, and bring those forward and feel good about yourself and drop the whole comparison or, you know, going on trends or bringing imagery to me that's just completely unrealistic. So it's managing those expectations and bringing the person back to themselves and having them feel like that for the day, that they don't have to even think again about their makeup, just to enjoy the day in its entirety.
Yeah. Sarah Kennedy is joining us too, Sandra. Sarah, are you seeing more of this makeup free trend? You know, the kind of the, yeah, I sort of think it's described, is it the kind of the clean girl aesthetic?
Yeah, that's it. It's if you go to our trusty resource of TikTok, it's called the clean girl aesthetic. And this is really led by, you know, the likes of Hailey Bieber, where it's all about fresh skin and looking that way. But again, to reinforce what Lauren Sandra is saying, everybody wants that look, but they need makeup to do. So I'm definitely seeing a lot more that are looking for really stripped back makeup, really focusing on enhancing rather than layering on. So an awful lot of that stripping back to make it look like I'm not wearing makeup, but even though I am. And, you know, I don't see a huge volume of Irish brides that will go makeup free, if the truth be told. But what I am seeing a huge increase in is, again, Sandra's point around skin, but a huge increase in brides looking to go and get a lot of skin, like aesthetic skin treatment for the big day, so that they can look as flawless and their skin can look as perfect in their mind as they want to be. So that really is the piece. But I would find it very hard to find a bride that isn't wearing makeup. There's probably a minority that just don't like makeup and don't wear it in their day to day life. Mm. But for those who would normally wear makeup, to get them off that, my God, I don't know. I don't think Ireland's ready for it.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, and I can see the messages coming in now, and exactly like what happened in the US, opinion is fairly divided about it. I mean, like one listener making the point, is the completely natural look too stripped back for such an occasion like your wedding day?
I think it's really, it depends on the bride, right? Because everybody has a different viewpoint on what their comfort level is. But what I am seeing is that a lot of the American weddings that we're exposed to across social media, the brides are not turning up with layers and layers of makeup. They're looking like they're sun-kissed and they've, you know, maybe a little bit of eye makeup going on. Like it's not apparent that they're layering on a lot of makeup. So yeah, I think it's a tricky one, but I would find it, I've actually seen more makeup artists come onto the market in Ireland, particularly around weddings. So I don't see it as a trend that's going to displace that.
Kerry Dennehy is with us. Kerry, you're a wellness advocate and a bare skin enthusiast. Do you see this makeup-free trend taking off here?
I think makeup-free is fantastic. I personally don't wear makeup in my everyday walking around life. I would put makeup on, say, for a special occasion. I did wear makeup for my wedding, but it's more about taking really good care of yourself on a day-to-day basis and, you know, looking your best and feeling your best and feeling really confident with, you know, whatever you have going on. So I'd rather see people looking and feeling more natural and more comfortable just day-to-day and you know, feeling great, especially on their big day, and not do a bunch of strip all their skin for the big day and then have a big breakout and feel worse.
but the skin preparation side of it, though, really seems to have kicked off, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's great. You should be taking care of your skin every day. And of course, it starts from within, drinking plenty of water and getting good nutrition and taking really good care of yourself just every day, you know.
What about you, Mary? Would you go makeup free for your wedding day, or did you?
Good afternoon, everyone. There is no way you could not pay me. If you offered me like $25,000, I wouldn't walk down the aisle with no makeup on. There's no way this will take off here. It's just so radical. You're going to look washed out. Your features aren't going to pop. And Irish women, like, we do actually wear a lot of makeup. I just can't see this happening. And also, like, your wedding day, that's your chance to buy a lot of fancy goods that you wouldn't, you usually wouldn't splash out on Dior. You know, that's your chance to try 50 quid on a lip oil. But I do think Sarah there was saying that Irish women are getting a lot of treatments to get ready. And I do think we need to tone that down. Like, I've been to weddings and you, like, it's not that you don't recognise the vibe. They just look completely different. And then there's another piece as well is the losing weight. Like, a lot of people lose, they almost look kind of, have you ever been to a wedding and they look semi-starved? Like, and the bride does not need to lose a stone. And yes, they have lost a stone. Like, there is a real pressure. And I agree with Kelly. I think that we should kind of relax back and, you know, some light makeup. I mean, I definitely think that you wouldn't wear your everyday makeup. I think to your features to pop, you want to look a bit extra special. I mean, hopefully you won't be getting married again. Like, you know, so it's a one-off day. So you want to make a bit of a...
Make the most of it. Well, listen, my attitude to this is, if you're going to go to the expense of hiring a professional photographer,
exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and all that goes with that, and these are pictures you're probably going to look at again and again over time, or you probably hang one or two of them up in the house. You're right about that, though. The Botox, like the bridal Botox craze, is a huge part now of weddings, Mary.
And it's actually quite stressful, because I had a friend who started, she got Botox for a wedding, but then she felt she had to keep it up. And so she has kept it up. And, like, you know, she's now 8 years later, she's still getting the Botox. And she kind of feels that, because she got married and then, you know, her husband has married this woman. And she's in the pictures and she's got no frown lines. And now she just can't really go back to the old frown lines. So I kind of, I mean, it is, you know, it's that's the way society is going. And I do think that is a little bit, we need to pull back on that, because I don't think it's healthy, all that pressure to... I mean, I know my sister's friend got a boob job for her wedding. I mean, like, that was, like, really kind of going, like, beyond the call of duty. You know, people were like, oh, I didn't realise, you know, that it's quite curvaceous. But, I don't think there's no makeup trend in your wedding. It's kind of a TikTok thing. I think it was in Tennessee, was it, that the bride did it? It went viral.
Yeah, 30 million views. You know, it's funny. Yeah. Amidst all the messages I have today in front of me, I'm hoping to hear from somebody, a bride in Ireland, who did opt to go makeup free. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Sandra, you must witness that, I'm sure, when you're painting people's faces on their big day. The bride has perhaps got 10 years younger since you might have first met her.
That's just it. But, like, I suppose you have to look at this from the angle as well. You know, you're talking about aesthetics and getting treatments done. If somebody wants to do something because they're going to feel more comfortable in themselves, then there absolutely should be no judgment. Or, you know, that girl, if she got a boob job, if she got it done for her wedding, as opposed to doing it because it's something she wanted to do all her life for her self-esteem or her
self-esteem, yeah,
they're two completely different things. And I do think that, you know, it's the judgment element in all of this and the conversation. And it's great that the conversation is being generated. But really, at the end of the day, what you do for yourself. And you shouldn't fear what other people think, because you've just got the one life. You've got your one wedding day, and it's up to you to enjoy that and not care about what everybody else thinks.
Some of our listeners on this: no Irish woman will go makeup free on their wedding day. We're all laced and tan and caked in foundation. Find me an Irish bride who didn't wear tan on her wedding day, never mind makeup, asks this listener. Another texter says, I'm a wedding photographer, and I would say that most brides don't need a lot of makeup on their wedding day, but a lot of grooms should consider it. Because a lot of grooms look so flushed, they look rosy, sweaty on the big day. It's desperate, says this texter. Another listener says, I've been at countless weddings and I can categorically say that I have never encountered this, even at the most laid-back and budget-friendly weddings. Ireland just isn't ready for makeup-free brides, says this listener. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Laura Mullet, Sarah Kennedy, Sandra Gillen, Mary McCarthy and Kerry Dennehy, thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
When life brings the blah, add more Yabba Dabba Doo with some tasty fruity pebbles. Early morning meeting, blah. Someone brought the pebbles, Yabba Dabba Doo. Run errands, blah. Head to the store for pebbles. Yabba dabba doo. Fruity pebbles. Less blah. More yabba dabba doo. Pick up Pebbles cereal today. Yabba dabba doo and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.